This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. President Biden plans to highlight his economic successes when he delivers his State of the Union address tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern. White House economic advisor Brian Deese says Biden will make a clear contrast between his approach and what's called trickle-down economics. Deese added Americans are just beginning to see the positive impacts of Biden's policies. Tonight's address comes as new polls show a disconnect between Biden and the American people. The death toll is still rising after the deadly earthquakes on the border of Turkey and Syria on Monday. Turkish community members in Colorado are now rallying to collect donations for those directly impacted.
Where you are under rubble and no one can hear you, no one can reach out to you, people are scared. Everyone's on the street. That's what makes me sad and that's what makes me cry.
Erol Elmas, a native of Turkey who's lived in Colorado for three decades, says he's been able to speak with his mother, but knows many people are suffering.
We all come to this world to live happily day by day, and middle of the night that you are waking up under rubbles, it's unfair.
The novelty has worn off on fake meat. This includes customers and investors. After years of hype, the tide is turning against first generation of plant-based protein makers, Impossible Foods, and Beyond Meat. Both companies' plant-based burgers were a hit. Impossible Foods plans to lay off roughly 20% of its workforce. Beyond Meat also cut roughly 20% of its workforce and lost several executives when its own stock went into a slump. Bed Bath & Beyond has secured investor backing for more than $1 billion in capital to hold off bankruptcy and try to turn around its business model. The offering of convertible stocks and warrants, along with $100 million in additional line of credit from its lenders, is expected to save the troubled retailer from near-term Chapter 11 filing it has warned since late last year. This is USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Would you pay more to sit in a better section of a movie theater?
AMC Theaters is rolling out new ticket pricing based on seat location. The chain says there will be three different seating options, which include a traditional ticket called standard sightline. Front row seats will be known as value sightline and cost less. And the seats in the middle of the theater, or most expensive, now called preferred sightline. The new pricing launches this Friday in select theaters in New York, Chicago, and Kansas City. I'm John Schaefer.
Another setback for the people in Turkey and Syria dealing with the devastation from Monday's early morning earthquake and numerous aftershocks. Snow, freezing temperatures are blocking roads and hindering efforts to rescue survivors trapped under debris across southern Turkey and northern Syria. Aid workers from around the world poured into Turkey on Tuesday to support local rescue efforts after a 7.8 magnitude earthquake on Monday morning was followed by a 7.5 magnitude quake in the afternoon. Investigators are trying to figure out how two airplanes nearly collided Monday at the main airport in Austin, Texas.
A FedEx cargo plane had been cleared for landing on the very same runway that a Southwest Airlines passenger jet was already cleared to use for takeoff. But both pilots waved off aborting just in time. According to the National Transportation Safety Board, the planes came within just 100 feet of one another. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Lance Pry, USA News.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend a dollar a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
Bill Martinez.
What's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. Great to have you with us, sharing part of your day. For more info on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. We've got the founder proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com, Megan Barth. Megan, how are we doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Hey, doing terrific. Look at all that we suspected and knew almost immediately after January the 6th. There's just something about the truth. It just has a way of finding its way out here. And so much about what happened January the 6th can no longer be covered up by the mainstream media and the Democratic social media apparatchik and propaganda, interior operation, I guess you could call it, right?
Yeah, and you know, the one thing that appalled me outside of the massive arrests and the coup that occurred, which wasn't what the Democrats want you to believe, it was what the Democrats did, and that was implement Joe Biden as president, and then Nancy Pelosi refused to have any extra National Guard or enforcement in and around the Capitol. She actually had a film crew that was led by her daughter filming that day. There's still 14,000 hours of footage that remains a mystery regarding and taken during those events. And outside of that, the lawyers for the defendants, the J6 defendants, have continuously asked for a change of venue because 99% of D.C. is filled with Democrats. And so it's really hard to find an impartial jury, especially when the press and the Democrats took this unfortunate event, turned it into an insurrection, had a special committee hearing that was broadcast live. You want to talk about a tainted jury pool?
Yeah, exactly.
The jury pool is in D.C. as well as a tainted deep state government.
What happened to the jury of your peers, right?
Right. These defendants never had a chance.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And remain basically in solitary and confinement, and many of them have been abused, beaten. And one grandmother was actually beaten to death by cops. Now, we've heard a lot about Tyree Nichols, but we haven't heard about the grandmother that was beaten to death on the grounds of the Capitol by the cops, which is on video. And we certainly haven't heard much about Ashley Babbitt, who was the only death that occurred that day at the hands of a Capitol security officer,
right,
who was completely exonerated by the Democrat Party that he did absolutely nothing wrong, even though Ashley Babbitt was unarmed and he fired into a crowd.
Yeah, exactly.
Striking her in the neck. That's one thing an officer doesn't do. He's actually trained not to just fire indiscriminately in the crowd. Because he could have mass casualties.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I hope that the House Republicans, led by Kevin McCarthy, will, number one, release the 14,000 hours of videotape. And then we also haven't heard one peep from the FBI regarding the two pipe bombs that were planted in the early mornings of January 6th, like around midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, you see grainy footage, CCT footage, of some perpetrator who planted not one but two pipe bombs, one at the DNC and one at the RNC. You know, these two events are definitely connected.
Mm-hmm.
They were, and I believe it was an insurgency, but not an insurrection like the Democrats want us to believe. Ray Epps, another FBI informant, has just been completely scrubbed.
Right.
And completely exonerated when he was actually encouraging folks to storm the Capitol and admitted in a text message to his nephew that he orchestrated it.
Exactly. Exactly. And the thing is, what do you make also, Megan, of the Capitol police officer who was there? He was in the room, and he comes up and says and admits that, you know, there was, in a sense, a dereliction of duty, that there were direct, you know, assignments, there was direct orders to basically stand down and allow this to happen.
Right. And this all goes back to Nancy Pelosi.
Mm-hmm.
Nancy Pelosi was in charge of the Capitol Police as Speaker of the House. Nancy Pelosi was charged with the security as well. And let's not forget Mayor Bowser of Washington, D.C.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
You know, I, again, was there that day. I was not on the Capitol grounds. I was not, you know, taking part in the melee. I was simply watching from afar, observing. As a reporter, that's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately, and I've called on D.C. for years. I've been in a skiff. I've been underneath the Capitol. I've been in and all over the Capitol. There were two things that were immediately apparent to me. Number one, the lack of police on the streets of D.C. Now, again, I've been calling on D.C. for well over a decade. You always see police, especially in and around the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
There was a vacuum. There was nothing. And I kept wondering, where are all the police?
Mm-hmm.
Where are all the police? Where's the security?
This exactly.
Is God.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I saw people just they were let in the Capitol by the Capitol Police. The Capitol Police unlocked the doors,
mm-hmm.
opened the doors to people who had backpacks, to people who had flagpoles, to people who had helmets. I could not even go into the Capitol steps without being wanded, without
yes.
going through security. So you're telling me that one of the most important days in Capitol history, which is the seating of a president by both houses of Congress, led by the vice president, had zero security at the doors? They weren't wanding people? They were letting people go in with basic munitions or...
Mm-hmm.
Or weapons.
Could be weapons. Sure. Exactly.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Not checking the backpack, letting any Tom, Dick, and Harry into the Capitol during one of the most important events in our country's history. None of it makes sense. And hopefully the House Republicans will get to the bottom and try to make sense out of what I believe was one of the largest massive setups by the Democrat Party in order to villainize, victimize, and prosecute their political enemies.
Exactly. From Donald Trump all the way down to we the people. You know, what the Democrats have shown us here is that the way to cover an alleged quote-unquote big lie is to manufacture an even bigger lie, right?
Right. And that's exactly the Alinsky, you know, tactics that are mm-hmm. employed by the Democratic Party. I just was actually reading the 9 tactics of the Rules for Radicals, and you know, anytime a Democrat moves, I just go back to the Alinsky playbook and say, yep, they pulled that one out of there. That's rule number 4. You know,
right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, the Democrats are very well trained and very well versed in these types of operations. We look at exactly how they ignored the quote unquote summer of love, the mostly peaceful protests, which caused massive death and destruction, $2 billion
mm-hmm.
worth of destruction across this country. The death of Officer Dorn, killed in cold blood by a rioter with a gun. You look at Oregon, you look at Seattle, you look at any Democrat hotspot city that has been ruled by Democrats, and what you will find is absolute mayhem and lawlessness.
Exactly.
This is how the Democrats mm-hmm. operate. This is exactly how they want the other cities to be. They want a constant modem of unrest and dependency.
Exactly.
And when you operate in that type of sphere of fear, you create that dependency, you create that uneasiness, and chaos, as Rahm Emanuel, former mayor of Chicago and chief of staff of Barack Obama, once said, never let a crisis go to waste. In mm-hmm. fact, when a crisis doesn't exist, the Democrats create a crisis.
They'll manufacture one. Got to go to break. More from Megan after this. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend a dollar a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
18 minutes after the top of the hour, Megan Barth continues with us, the founder proprietor of BrighamBabe.com, editor-in-chief of NevadaGlobe.com. You know, this has been the playbook. It's obvious. We've understood this. We've been talking about this for years. And slowly but surely, the American people are getting it, Megan. Clearly you have a majority of Americans say that this country's on the wrong track. The lies are becoming quite obvious. That's all Joe Biden knows to do, sadly. I mean, this is coming from a president of the United States that we're going to have to suffer a State of the Union and a propaganda download to Americans' minds, telling us that what we're experiencing in the grocery store, what we're experiencing, you know, with our paychecks and the lack of a robust economy, that, you know, that under Joe Biden, this has been the best presidency ever, that everything is fine, right?
Well, yeah, everything's fine. Like I said, when you operate in a modem of chaos and dependency, mm-hmm. This is exactly what the Democrats designed. This is exactly what the Democrats want. They want unrest in the streets, and they want to create basically a public relations nightmare for the Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
You look at, again, we're now seeing the recycled old adage of, you know, remember Paul Ryan when he threw Granny off the cliff?
Right.
You know,
right.
Here we are again, mm-hmm. because they are just recycling their old narratives of fear, mm-hmm. which is, oh, my God, you know, the budget talks are coming up, the debt ceiling. They want to cut Social Security. They want to cut Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's time to revamp those. And maybe people that are on Social Security should be protected. But as far as those who are going to, like my generation, for example, when we're ready to collect Social Security, we don't need to collect it as early as we do before. Because why? Our lifespans have greatly improved because of science, because mm-hmm. of, you know, just because of the time.
Right.
There are some real sound financial policies coming out of the Republican Party, and one that I'm a huge fan of and I've always been a fan of is eliminating and abolishing the IRS.
Mm-hmm.
And putting in a fair tax code.
Exactly.
Because the tax code is so unfair. Everyone must have skin in this game.
Well, who knows the tax code? It's so huge. I mean, you're talking, I mean, it's just impossible, you know, do this, where you could have it simplified quite easily. I mean, there's been suggestions along the way that you could fill out a tax form on a on an index card. As simple as an index card, you know, that could be done, you know. But
right, and it can be done.
Yes.
But the political will is not there. Again, the Democrats want dependency. They want to ensure that whatever scraps they give. I don't know if you saw the interview, it was a couple months ago, between Nancy Pelosi and Wolf Blitzer.
Mm-hmm.
And he was complaining about the homelessness on the streets of New York and how many homeless people that he passes each day. And he was challenging Nancy Pelosi on what exactly the Democrats were doing. And she said, we feed them. We feed them.
Yes.
But they feed them gruel.
Mm-hmm.
And that's supposed to be okay. They fill their stomach with gruel and beans or whatever it is. And then they send them back out on the streets. That is the Democrat Party encapsulated in those words. We feed them.
We feed them. Yep, exactly. Give them cake, you know, the
right.
old refrain, right?
Cake.
Yeah,
exactly. While she is sitting in front of her two $25,000 refrigerators in one of the most decrepit, disgusting towns that I will never visit again, which is San Francisco, as she flies her private planes, as she eats her chocolate bonbons, as her husband is getting drunk with his gay lover, getting beat over the head with a hammer, she has the audacity to say, we feed them.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's the arrogant attitude of the Democratic Party that wants to control everything, as you said, condition us to be reliant on them and thinking that our freedoms and everything that the Constitution has outlined for us comes from them, which it doesn't whatsoever. And that's the other big lie, that they are the ones to give us liberty. No, not at all. Our liberties come from God himself. That's where it begins. That's where it ends. So you turn your back on God, and guess what? You get less liberty, and you look to the government to be the answer.
Nothing can also scream dependency more than how we have an open border and how New York opened its was once a very nice hotel to house illegal immigrants. Mm-hmm. Ignore the homeless vets and ignore the homeless Americans on the streets, but they opened this entire hotel to illegal immigrants who are criminals. They've they've criminally entered our country. And now the illegal aliens don't want to leave.
can you blame them? Hey, yeah. I love room service.
And that's the thing. So they open the doors, they give them shelter, they give them food. These illegal aliens are now having basically drug orgies inside the hotel, refusing to leave, and they've created, again, what? Another crisis that the taxpayers are paying for. You know, there's a sign when you go to a national park, don't feed the animals. Why? Because the animals become dependent on being fed. Mm-hmm. This is the same type of philosophy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. It defies common sense. But that's you know, that's the Democratic Party, and this is the country we live in right now. The defiance of common sense, and at some point this has to come to an end. Megan, we got about 4 minutes left, and I did want to address something. You know, especially, I mean, you know, being since you're based in Nevada, Nevada sadly has become almost the human trafficking capital of the world.
It is.
And it's just heartbreaking to see what's going on. I was just in Nevada, and I was working with a group there called Saved in America. Joseph Travers is the founder and private investigator and manager of the organization. And their slogan is hashtag child saved, not sold. This is what's happening every day, every second on the streets of Nevada, sadly.
Well, and this also goes back to the open border.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what we're witnessing right now at the southern border, which is basically sanctioned by the Democrat Party, is one of the largest human trafficking operations we've ever witnessed.
Mm-hmm.
5 million people have entered our country or attempted to enter our country in just 2 short years. The coyotes are human traffickers.
Right.
This impacts the 15, which is the freeway. They call it the corridor that goes through California from the south through Las Vegas. And why they call it the corridor, if you talk to any police officer, is because it's a corridor of drugs and it's a corridor of human trafficking.
Wow.
So this all comes back to having a safe and secure border.
Mm-hmm.
Going after the cartels, going after the coyotes, and taking this border problem seriously, because with drugs comes human trafficking, with human trafficking comes drugs, and it all stems from an open border.
Of course, and of course the increase in crime that's happening, and you know, and then you get back to, you know, all the taxpayer money that is being redirected in something that
and government money.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, and government grants to these mm-hmm. Catholic charities, which have absolutely nothing to do with Catholicism, and I will continue to contend that these charities are aiding and abetting human trafficking and criminal entry into this country.
Yeah, this is how insidious and how insane this has become. Is what started out, you might, you know, for the benefit of argument, just say maybe there was some hope for some positive outcomes out of this, but we're not getting the positive outcomes. If anything, it's just getting worse.
By design. Absolutely by design.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You keep and you're right. You're right to reinforce that, because you see people get into this and they think, oh well, here's the intention, but behind it, behind door number two, is you know, are the architects and the designers that are doing everything they can to disrupt and destroy this great American republic.
Yes, and the designers are the hard left, which mm-hmm. has taken over the Democratic Party, which has seated itself in all branches of government, including our investigative and criminal investigative agencies like the FBI, et cetera. We witnessed this type of what I would again call a coup by the hard left. And I have to say, McCarthy was right. McCarthy was right.
Mm-hmm.
This is the age-old battle between communism and capitalism, and the age-old battle between good and evil.
Exactly. Nothing new under the sun. She's the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com, Megan Barr. Thank you, Megan.
Thank you.
Every one of us invests in what matters to us, yes? From subscriptions to Netflix or iTunes to a protein shake or new shoes, they bring a sense of joy and value to our lives. It's also important that we have a country to save. The Bill Martinez Show has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. Advertisers who have traditionally supported the show have been compelled to not advertise. As a result, we're turning to you, our faithful audience. Would you partner with the Bill Martinez Show this year? Your one-time tax-deductible gift of $100 underwrites a half hour of the Bill Martinez Show. A $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of the Bill Martinez Show would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in at $100 per month. What's your best gift in helping Bill influence the next generation with logic, reason, and a love for our country? Make your best tax-deductible gift right now. BillMartinezShow.com and click the donate button. And thank you.
USA News Update. President Biden plans to highlight his economic successes when he delivers his State of the Union address tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern. White House economic advisor Brian Deese says Biden will make clear contrast between his approach and what's called trickle-down economics. Deese added Americans are just beginning to see the positive impacts of Biden's policies. Tonight's address comes as new polls show a disconnect between Biden and the American people. The death toll is still rising after the deadly earthquakes on the border of Turkey and Syria Monday. Turkish community members in Colorado are now rallying to collect donations for those directly impacted.
Where you are under rumble and no one can hear you, no one can reach at you, people are scared. Everybody's on the street. That's what makes me sad and that's what makes me cry.
Errol Elmas, a native of Turkey who's lived in Colorado for three decades. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
You be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty when you call me,
Remember the days when it started with an opinion? You know, we believed in that constitutional thing, you know, the right to free speech. And you could have an opinion. Nowadays, if your opinion, you know, is not the right opinion, you're canceled. They get rid of you right away. And in the process, you're not able to, you know, kind of work out your thoughts, which also ends up dumbing us down. And we wonder why our electorate is becoming a low information voter, because we're told that, you know, Al Parada, that you've got 8 seconds to understand what's going on here. And, you know, and if you're anywhere around Nancy Pelosi, you'll have less than 8 seconds. And so you'll just figure it out, you know, a couple of years down the road that we just found another way to shaft you. Right.
Yeah, it's like bumper sticker culture, I guess. That's what, you know, or Twitter culture, 140 characters or whatever.
About that much depth. I mean, that's what it is. Al Parada is with us. He's the managing editor of Stream.org, and we always appreciate his time and insight on all these things. But, yeah, that's it. I mean, you know, we used to say, you know, the depth of our intelligence was about the width and thickness of a bumper sticker. Now we've got to say that it's, how many characters now can we have on Twitter? Still the same, 144 or something like that?
They might have made it more. I think.
No.
I was kicked off, So I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. I know we've all had that, we've all got that badge of honor, you know, that we've been canceled by the cancel culture. That's okay. But meanwhile, we keep slugging away because, we've got a higher calling. You know, we're not looking to be accepted by this culture that wants to dance around and celebrate Satan. I mean, hey, if that's your choice, you know, God bless you. But wow, you know, get me and my kids out of here.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. That, yeah, I guess you know, talking about the Grammy Award performance.
Yes.
Of Sam Smith and Kim Petras, I believe it is.
Yes. Uh-huh.
I mean, that's the Grammy. I mean, we're old enough to remember when the Grammys were the Grammys. I mean, that was the height of, you know, musical culture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the best of the best in each of these genres would go. And now they're basically doing a satanic display.
Yeah.
Transgender, gender fluid, the whole yard, combining it all together.
Uh-huh.
On the Grammys, with CBS promoting it with a tweet saying, "Ready to worship."
Whoa. I know, ready to worship. And brought to you by Pfizer, oh, by the way.
Pfizer. Oh yeah, First Lady was there at the Grammys too. So I mean, like she would have known what was going to happen with Sam, you know, Sam Smith. But still, you know, it's giving that veneer of respectability. You know, a totally occultish, you know, performance introduced by Madonna, who basically turned into a freak.
Right. Do you feel like the Grammys, your Grammys, were hijacked from you? I haven't recognized it for quite a while. Because most of the names I'm so unfamiliar with. I almost feel like an alien that got dropped off, you know, somewhere. I'm going, wait a minute, what happened here? I don't understand what they refer to as music, and I almost sound, you know, maybe like my parents or my grandparents, you know, when rock and roll was coming on the scene, you know?
Yeah. Again, it's woke, it's broke, and the ratings show it. I think they've lost like 6 million viewers since 2020.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this is one of the things that stinks about all the hoopla over Sam Smith. You lost track of the fact that Bonnie Raitt, you know,
yes,
won for a best a Grammy for, you know, best song.
Yeah.
Bonnie Raitt.
Yeah.
In the 70s. She didn't need flame. The only thing flaming when she performs is the fretboard on her guitar.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
Exactly.
You know, this is an artist. And she, you know, she's been honored.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she's like, what, 3 times the age of some of these people, you know, mm-hmm. are running around the stage. You know, that, or the fact that Beyonce broke the record for most Grammys by an artist.
Mm-hmm.
Which is pretty, I mean, not that I'm a big fan of Beyonce, she's kind of dull, but she still did. That's an achievement. Now, this yahoo gets up there with doing the satanic thing, for, you know, basically for a kid's show, basically.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what they're appealing to. And it's just sad. It's just it's tragic. It's all dangerous in a way because, you know, you're trying to make Satan cool. It's
exactly.
the after-school Satan Club.
When are we going to see that as a halftime event at a Super Bowl game?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I know last year, the weekend, there was a performance that had some symbolism.
Mm-hmm.
That's some satanic symbolism.
Right.
This is like, oh, this is completely overt.
Yes. Well, this is totally out of the closet now. Let's just, I mean, they don't care. There's no holds barred now. But this is the era that we're in. And I keep referring to Jonathan Cahn because his book is so timely, The Return of the Gods. And this is what's happening to America. I mean, on a spiritual level, I know sometimes, you know, people go, oh, Bill, you know, I'm really not interested in the spiritual. Well, but you got to understand, this is where it happens. It happens first in the spiritual and then it's in the material world. And the fact that the spiritual is on full-blown exposition in this material world should be... It should be a terror to most people, I would think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. And this is one of those things where, like, you talk about, like, the turn of the gods, you know, Moloch, and all this, like, you know, savagery and destructive forces, spiritual forces. We have no problem as a culture having believing that and understanding that and, in a sense, accepting the idea that the Wiccan religion kind of came back. With,
mm-hmm.
that it was that's around and kind of accepted and everything like that. Why not Moloch?
Mm-hmm.
Why, you know,
hey, look at after we've murdered after we've murdered 63 million babies and Moloch was the god that, you know, people were sacrificing their children on, you know, on that molten god, you know. So, you know, no big surprise. So here we are, you know, doing it to her kids. So this opened up, you know, as they would say in some circles, it opened up a portal for these gods to come back and torment us, you know, and here we are. And, you know, it's kind of scary in a sense, Al, because you don't know what you don't know. And these people that are playing around with this kind of stuff and think, oh, that's cute, you know, Sam Smith doing, you know, doing that sort of that. No, that's not cute.
No,
it's very dangerous.
This is serious.
Yeah.
Going back to, yeah, I mean, personal story, going back to my days when I was hanging out with the psychics and all this stuff, I met a woman. I hung out. She was part of a group of people I knew who was a witch, you know, from Latin America. And she put a death curse on some woman who came on her man. And she was describing it. And this isn't Harry Potter.
Yeah, right.
This was
exactly.
A real deal. You just spelled it. This is a dark. This is real. This was dark. This is very. When you come across that, you know this is not something you want to mess with.
Right.
But this is dangerous, dangerous turf.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard this on the Grammys, like it's. You know, like it's Madonna rolling around in a wedding dress in 1984. You know, I mean, it's, you know what I mean? It's like,
yes.
No, you're dealing with really, really dangerous ideas, especially when you start mixing this, like you said, the performance, for people who don't know, you know, Sam Smith is gender fluid, and the Kim Petras is transgender. And a lot of the performers were transgender. So you're molding this idea, these things together, the state planet, the transgender cult. The idea you can transform yourself through surgery and chemistry and will and all this, that, and the other thing. Whoa.
Yeah.
In prime time.
Yeah, and supported by these institutions heretofore that were of some credibility in our culture. And they're all now part and parcel of this propaganda and participating in this narrative that which is evil is good and that which is good is evil, huh?
Yeah. And like there was a tweet that went around that had showed the picture of Smith and all the performers together before the Grammys. And then, you know, this is normal. And then a picture of like a family at church. This
right.
Extreme.
Right.
And,
well, I'm so glad you said it was normal because for a minute there, I lost my mind. I thought it was abnormal. I didn't think it was normal at all, Al.
Oh, yeah.
I guess.
Well,
stay tuned. We've got more. We're going to be talking. Hey, you ready to ride on a balloon? Hey, we're going to go on a balloon here in just a minute. Stay with us.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more. So you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that make may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vine Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Does it matter if the Chinese send balloons, you know, and, you know, just cruising overhead for days? And typical of the Democrats, and of course Joe Biden, who's never been one to be proactive, everything he does is reactive. I mean, you look at what happened in Ukraine. You know, Al, it wasn't like they were setting up and then suddenly, you know, in 2 weeks they were ready to invade Ukraine. I mean, this has been going on for, what, 12, 14 months? And in order to do an invasion, I mean, there's certain criteria that has to take place. I mean, any knucklehead could look at the the surveilling information was telling us, and we're saying, hey, look, they're not there for a weenie roast. I mean, they're going to invade Ukraine. And somehow it took our State Department, everybody, you know, 12, 14 months to figure it out. They couldn't be proactive, so then they wait until, you know, all hell's breaking loose and people are dying and, you know, buildings are being blown up, and they're shocked and awed. It's like, wait a minute, are you kidding me? And so now here we got these balloons flying overhead, and not just one. They're saying now maybe two or three, even Latin America. And China's just, you know, somebody's letting balloons out. And then, you know, what cracks me up is that, you know, they're aghast. You know, how dare you? How dare you shoot our balloon down? It's like, wait, I mean, well, you guys are redefining the term stupid. What do you think here? I mean, thank God. And we don't know, I mean, and you know, because all kinds of speculation in this deal, which amazes me that they can't find the balloon when they could easily, if they went out, you know, in San Francisco and got those people that retrieved baseballs, you know, there, if they put them out in their kayaks, they'd have had that balloon lickety-split already by now, you know?
Yes, yeah. Of course, if it starts showing up on eBay before the Navy gets hold of it, then we'll know. I mean, again, you're splashing it, and the whole story is that you waited to shoot it down. You'd think you'd shoot it down when and where the place of your choosing, and you'd be ready for it.
Right.
So you'd be planning it. And again, that's the disadvantage, these guys being so incompetent about everything else, you can't believe anything they say or believe that they're doing the right thing. So there could be very well legitimate reasons why they didn't want to shoot the the balloon down on land. You know, mm-hmm. explosives might be on. You don't know what radioactive materials might be on. You might have reasons. But then you yeah. say that. But hey, China's got that balloon.
Exactly.
We've disabled the ability to transmit anything.
Yeah.
So it's just a big thing floating around. And it's better for it's better to wait and get rid of it in the most safe way possible.
Right.
So that in advance, mm-hmm. you can buy you a little bit.
Right. I mean, after all, this was the same country that gave us COVID, right? So now they found a new way to deliver, you know, some viral element. I mean, God only knows. I mean, at this point right now, all things are on the table because you can't find the balloon. You don't know exactly what they were doing. But, I mean, this was no small balloon. I mean, you're talking school buses worth of volume here flying overhead?
Yeah. And again, it's the impression. So you got to get even if you've rendered it useless, which is you hope we have the ability to do that.
Right.
It's just this big flying piece of junk flying over. You get ahead of it in terms of the public story. Yeah, we got this thing. We disabled it. It's nothing. We're not going to blow it up just to blow it up right now. We're going to do the best. What's best for us? We got it under control. Let's not sweat it. Let's not get too excited.
Were they scrambling any of the information that was going back to China? I mean, I haven't heard anything about that.
They say Defense Department officials say, it was not sending any information back to China or something
right.
like that. And in the first statement about it, there's a vague reference to secured it from getting any classified information.
But again, right.
it's this administration. You know, they lie about everything. So,
yeah, these are the same people that said there wasn't any information, you know, that was departing from the United States going to China regarding the 2020 elections and the vote count, right? So they can't find that. So, you know, how can we trust them for this, right?
Yeah, that's the problem about lying about everything.
Yeah.
You know, when your president's out there saying, inflation is better than it was when I took office.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they lie about the little things are obvious. So who's going to believe anything they say about the big things? Well, that's what makes it extra dangerous.
Exactly. You know, which makes it just really fun for Jean Pierre, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Jean LaPierre or whatever. Lord.
How bad, I mean, she's so bad.
Yeah.
It's almost amazing. It's like, you know, you're sitting almost like screaming at the TV. The other day she was asked, just off topic a little bit, but same idea. She was asked, Do you know when the president's arriving back in Washington? A simple question.
Mm-hmm.
You know the answer.
Right.
If they don't want to make it clear when he's coming back to Washington, all she had to say was, well, we know he's got a speaking gig on Capitol Hill tomorrow night, so I'm assuming he's back by then.
Right.
Boom. Yes. Move on.
Yes.
No. But she just fumbles hems and haws and, you know, we don't have that information. We don't care. Some stupid. It's like, come on. The same thing. You can't be doing that when you're dealing with, you know, international incidents. The world is watching.
Exactly.
And again, you've got this thing. I haven't heard anybody talk about this, but the Biden administration sure has talked about it. China is partnered with Russia, and we're like in a proxy war against Russia.
Yeah.
So China, an ally of Russia, is floating a balloon over our military sites, and we're letting it.
Yeah. Well, the deal is, it's so insane. You know, we're so captured by the communist Chinese. I mean, they're buying up land around military bases. We've got the Confucius Institute that has invaded all our colleges. We've got, police stations in some major cities that are capturing, you know, people, you know, refugees, people who have left the country, and they find a way to kind of, you know, extradite them back to the country through the back door, all with the approval of our government. I mean, it's on and on. And then you've got our own government officials, you know, praising China that they're such an example of governance. And these are the same people that are harvesting body parts and capturing people and keeping them unjustly confined like the Uyghurs and, you know, the human atrocities that they're perpetuating in their country. But somehow, you know, we've got to give them honor and glory. Are you kidding me?
No. Yeah, that's crazy. And I'll tell you what, Tim Furnish, stream contributor Tim Furnish, has an amazing article out which puts the balloon thing on stream.org,
uh-huh.
putting it in the context of the Chinese history going back to the 14th century when one of their leaders decided to, like, get rid of their navy because it was too expensive. And then, meanwhile, the Spanish and, I guess, English had built out these navy fleets and made empires across the world.
Mm-hmm.
And they missed their, so China blew its chance, you know, 600 years ago, whatever
right.
it was. And you got to see that in the context, you know, see what's going on now, what they're doing in that context of the history. Fascinating
yeah.
stuff. I really recommend people go see it.
And what's sum up the bottom line on this deal?
And
the story.
They're not blowing their chance this time to spread,
yeah.
to spread, basically create an empire around the world with all mm-hmm. the things you're talking about.
Right.
Because they're making up for the mistake, bad mistake and other ones in history. You know, they're not going to mess it up this time. That's basically the bottom line.
And well, you know, Al, like you say, you lay this out strategically and you start connecting the dots here. And you see a noose going around the very throat of America. And meanwhile, it's the perfect storm. You have somebody like Joe Biden in office that, you know, this was totally, like you say, it's all by design. It's, you know, designed incompetence and vulnerability. National security is compromised. You've got generals that are more concerned about pronouns than our own national defense.
Yeah, and again, that's where you mentioned the word compromise.
Mm-hmm.
This is Joe Biden,
yes.
whose family has gotten millions from the Chinese, whose Penn Center, where they found the Penn Biden Center, where they found the some of these classified documents, was funded by the Chinese. You got Chinese communists giving diamonds to the president, then vice president's son.
Yes,
it's like an owned and operated thing. You've got people within the administration who are, you know. You know, more pro-China than they are pro-U.S.
Exactly.
So it's not like China's putting a noose around on it. We're giving them the rope, putting it around ourselves, tying the little knots,
yeah.
and you know, ready to kick the scaffold, you know?
Yeah.
And
well, these elected officials are putting the noose around the American people.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, their wallets are full, and they are bought and sold, you know, by the communist Chinese, and... I mean, by any definition, this is treasonous, Al.
Yeah. Especially since they're dealing with generals. But again, we don't know the story. So coming out with stories about during the Trump administration, there were balloons.
Yeah. All of a sudden, yeah. You think we're bad? There were three sets of balloons over the and everybody else. I mean, involved, including,
yeah.
you know, Bolton, who has nothing to gain, who doesn't care for Donald Trump at all, goes, no, it's a bunch of garbage, you know.
Yeah.
Doesn't
yeah.
pass the
and
test.
Devin Nunes was great. I think it was Radcliffe.
Uh-huh.
Former director of national intelligence. He says, do you really think that there would have been three balloons flying over the U.S. from China during the Trump administration that people could have seen that wouldn't have been leaked immediately by Adam Schiff and then made a big deal out of how weak Biden or Trump is?
Yes.
You know, did anybody see those stories? I didn't see those stories. I mean,
right. Exactly. No, it's absolutely, you know, incredulous. But again, this is what Biden does, because it's a constant act of deflection, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. And again, maybe the whole idea why they didn't shoot it down, make a big deal of it, is they wanted to protect the meeting that Blinken was going to have with Xi.
Right.
Last week. That's why they didn't want to make a big stink, because the meeting was more important. At least get upfront about it.
Yeah.
They're talking about climate change with China is more important than, you know, floating satellites over our secure bases.
Well, maybe they were afraid to puncture the balloon because, you know, more documents from Joe Biden would have fallen out of it or something. I mean, right now we can have all kinds of fun with this. You know, Saturday Night Live is going to do a skit on it. I mean,
hopefully.
Can't wait for it. He's from Stream.org, the one and only Al Parada. Thank you, Al. Have a great day.
Thanks.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day.